Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Friday, March 19th, 2021. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best at what he does. Give him a call. 317-849-2933. I did it 27 years ago. I've never gone to another dentist. Let's talk about sports. Brad Stevens, is he coming to Indiana? I'll tell you why he should. Friends and family are really important to him. The Hoosier way of life is really important. Boston is not conducive to that. They don't buy into that. If you're not from Boston, you are an outsider and you are never getting on the inside. And that is the reality for Brad Stevens, whether he's the coach of the Celtics or not. That is the Boston kind of providence. That's why he should come to Indiana. Plus, here's one of the fallacies that's being proffered on social media, that Indiana can't afford to pay him in the way that the Boston Celtics can. I promise you, he is going to make more money and for longer at Indiana University than the Celtics can even fathom. Indiana has deep, deep pockets. They've got alums. Boston, they've got that Boston ownership group, right? And those guys have some fairly deep pockets. In Bloomington, you have billionaire after billionaire after billionaire graduates of the Kelley School of Business who are willing to open their dusty checkbooks and take a tax deduction for helping fund the success that would come to Indiana University basketball because Brad shows up there. There are a lot of rumors. I don't deal in rumors. We don't talk rumors. I'm happy. Those of you who have shared rumors with me, that's very, very nice. By the way, if you like this, subscribe to it, like it, ring the bell. I appreciate it. Very nice of you to do. Is Brad Stevens coming to Indiana? I don't know. I would assess the odds of him coming to Indiana at somewhere around 30-35%. I still think it's really hard to get a guy to move from where he's at to where he's going to go. The decision to move, it's inconvenient to move. And that inconvenience takes a toll. Now, Brad Stevens, he's got a couple of kids. Would you rather raise your kids in Indiana or in Boston? That's an important consideration. And I'm not going to say either is better, but if you come to Indiana, you got a chance to raise some nice kids. You stay in Boston, you got a chance to raise people from Boston. Let's be honest. Which would you rather have as your children? Please. And you know what? He can't win in Boston. You can't do it. You can't win in the NBA without having a dynamic, elite level, one of the best three in the NBA guys. And Tatum isn't it. And Tatum's never going to be it. And that's just the way it is. So you're never going to win. In 2004, the Pistons did it with Chauncey Billups as their best player. You had Rip Hamilton, that team, Ben Wallace. That was a good team that was right between eras of great players. Now you got great players, and beating great players in the playoffs is damn near impossible. The team with the best individual player, more often than not, is going to win a series, and Boston in the playoffs is not going to have the best individual player. That's life. That's the way it goes. So, Brad, come on home. Come on home. Come home. What are you doing? What are you thinking? You and Tracy, come on home. Tracy's going to be able to work magic with that contract. And by the way, the contract that Brad has with the Celtics, you know what? There may be a provision in that contract. In fact, I'm sure that there is, that lays out a punitiveness for leaving. But there is no indentured servitude necessitated by Brad Stevens' employment contract with the Boston Celtics. You can always negotiate that stuff away. Always. So to say that, oh, he couldn't leave if he wanted. Is that the way life works in your world? You're out of your mind. Hey, Carson Wentz spoke to the media yesterday, and you know what? You could see the life force drain from him as he dealt with the Philadelphia media who joined the Zoom call. They asked him a bunch of questions that Philadelphia guys are going to ask, and Carson Wentz just like, yeah. It was really not a lot of fun when Jalen Hurts took my job. Yeah, you think? He's going to have so much fun in Indianapolis dealing with the Indianapolis media. You can call them soft if you want. I would call them fair. I think they're smart. I think they're fair. The guys in the Colts media room, that's what they do. They're not going to, you know, try to embarrass you. They're not going to try to play gotcha. This is a much better place to focus on playing football. you can be famous here and not get bothered for being famous. You can get paid famous guy dollars and not get bothered with your fame. And that's the thing. People keep saying, oh, Brad Stevens, right? Not to go back to Brad, but if he goes to Bloomington, he's going to be in a fishbowl. No, that's not the way it works. You just go to work in Indiana and you're fine. People aren't going to bother you. It's going to be okay. Peyton Manning didn't get bothered when he was an MVP, multiple MVP quarterback in Indianapolis. He could walk down the street. He could go to McAllister's and eat lunch, as was his wont, drink a big vat of sweet tea, just like the great Chris Hagan from Fox 59. You know, you can do that here. And you're not going to get bugged. Carson Wentz, he's not going to get bugged. It's all going to be okay. And you people on Twitter, lay off Giovanni. What are you doing? Honest to God, Jim Irsay spoke to the media yesterday, and it was interesting, as it always is. Couple of takeaways from Jim Irsay. He wants a left tackle to be acquired through the draft. He thinks that worked great with Tarik Glenn, and he thinks it worked great with Anthony Costanzo, and that's the way he'd like to do it. He would like another dynamic piece of that offense. And as he was talking about the dynamic piece that's missing, he kept going back to Dallas Clark and how the offense for the Colts changed when Dallas Clark was drafted. It was really interesting because he kept coming back to it. And I kept thinking about Zach Ertz, because Zach Ertz is now available via trade with the Eagles. Zach Ertz is, and his agent have been told, you know what, go work a deal. You know, see if there's a willing partner out there, and we'll try to get that done for you. I kept thinking about that as Jim Irsay was talking about tight ends and the need for a dynamic weapon on that offense. So, and you got to have Paris Campbell be happy and healthy, for goodness sake. We'll see if that can come to pass. Other things that he said, you know, he thinks they're a piece away from being a championship caliber team that can win multiple Lombardi trophies. This, for people keeping track, this is the 24th consecutive time Jim Irsay has said exactly those things. Jim Irsay, man, you got to love Jim Irsay as the owner of the Colts. Number one, he knows football. Number two, he's willing to spend to win. And number three, he is endlessly enthusiastic about the prospects of his team. It's fantastic. Here's the deal about the Colts that I really like in opposition to the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears, when they went out and got Andy Dalton on that one-year million or $10 million deal, what they got was a ceiling of here, right? You know what Andy Dalton's ceiling is. We saw that in Cincinnati. His ceiling is go to the playoffs, lose in the first round. That's the ceiling that you have acquired for the Chicago Bears by signing Andy Dalton to a one-year prove-it deal. With Carson Wentz, what you dealt with is a guy in 2017 when he was at his best, his ceiling was up here. They were 11-2. They went to the Super Bowl and won it. Now, granted, Carson Wentz wasn't playing during the Super Bowl or during that last stretch of games in the regular season and playoffs because he tore his ACL. However, 11-2, Super Bowl, that is the level at which he played in 2017, and really in 2018 and 2019, he played exceptionally well too. And that is what the Colts did. They acquired this. They also, if Carson Wentz gets hurt, you got a problem. With Andy Dalton, you're here at best. That's what the Bears, I think, are all about, perpetuating the myth that they have a chance. You know, showing just a glimmer of hope that they can get to here, get to 9-7. And go to they went to the playoffs this past year with Trubisky, got eliminated in the first round. Andy Dalton's been told he's a starter. Good luck with that in Chicago. Bears fans' heads had to explode. I love it. The Bears, speaking of the Bears, they released cornerback Kyle Fuller, so he's available. Kyle Fuller didn't grade out well last year, but he's a quality cornerback. One of those guys. You know what? As people get snapped up, the Colts are going to have money to go get a guy like Kyle Fuller or a starting-level cornerback like they did last year on a prove-it deal like they did Xavier Rhodes last year. Xavier Rhodes in 2019 graded terribly. 2020, he came to the Colts and he played really, really well. One of the better cornerbacks in football. Pacers Heat tonight at 8 o'clock. Speaking of Brad Stevens, I think this is kind of a big day because he's going to talk to the media. And he's going to get asked about that IU job again, and we're going to see what his response is. He may say, I am staying here, and that's it. I don't want to hear another word about it. And Indiana fans are going to go, wah, wah, or you're going to hear something else. We're going to find out today as Brad Stevens conducts his media availability on a game day. So that's going to be interesting. Pacers Heat tonight, 8 o'clock in Miami, because around here, it's NCAA tournament time, baby. And here's the deal with my bracket. And I've filled out like 80 brackets in different bracket challenges, every single one of them. I try to take a fresh look and pick who I think is going to win each game, each of these however many games, not the play-in games. I don't care about the play-in games. By the way, Sparty lost last night. Izzo kind of grabbed a kid. That doesn't bother me at all. Don't worry about that. I got Texas winning in every damn bracket. If Texas wins, I'm going to win a lot of money. If Texas doesn't win, it'll be just another year of me pissing. I may as well light cash on fire as participate in big money NCAA pools. It's ridiculous. The NFL and TV networks announced their deals. And so ESPN's going to maintain Monday Night Football, but they're going to have three doubleheaders, with the second game being on ABC. That's on Monday night. Then they're going to have a Saturday doubleheader. They're also going to have a morning game on Sunday. Then you're going to have CBS and Fox. They do Sunday during the day. Sunday Night Football is still going to be NBC. Thursday night is going, some select games are going to be on the NFL Network, but all of the games are going to be on Amazon Prime. That's interesting. And that's the way this thing's going to go. Eventually, you're going to cut out the middleman, the cable providers, and you're going to go straight to the source. And so, you know, with ESPN Plus or the Disney kind of bundle, you've got Paramount, all of those things. This is where we're headed. This is where, because what do I need Comcast for, right? I need Comcast. I can just get apps, watch all the stuff I need. I don't need the middleman. So why pay the middleman? Why pay or have Comcast pay me less than I would get otherwise if I'm Disney, you know, for ESPN and whatever? That's the way it's going to continue to evolve, and that's really interesting. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? On this, you know what? It's a sunny Friday in Central Indiana for the NCAA tournament. It's a little nipply out. We got highs that aren't going to hit 50 today. We're going to get into the upper 50s tomorrow, 60s on Sunday. When national events like the NCAA tournament or the Super Bowl or whatever come to Indy, the weather guaranteed to be stellar. That's just the way it is. That's the way we roll. Good people for events, good weather for events. I've proven that many times scientifically. Rhianna Bechtold, celebrating a birthday today. Dave Griffiths from Fox 59 and CBS 4, happy birthday. Scott Kadinger, happy birthday. Justin Campanga, happy birthday. Al Vogel, the great Tommy Mackler. Tommy Mackler and I, this is true. What a distinction this is. Tommy and I, in the same Little League game as nine-year-olds, completed unassisted triple plays for the same team. I guarantee you that has never happened in the history of youth baseball or baseball at any level. Same game, unassisted triple plays. Outrageous. That's how good we were. We went 1-8-1 that year. 1-8-1. Because my dad, who was a coach, he didn't give a damn less about winning. He just did not care. God bless him. We miss him. Zachariah Williams, happy birthday. Sergey Cotton, Jim Hess, Carl Basilaskas, happy birthday, Patrick O'Connell, and Sean Moore, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Subscribe, like, ring the bell, do all that stuff. Join me here later today. Maybe we learned something, maybe we don't, about this whole Brad Stevens thing. I cannot believe it's only been 4 days since Archie Miller got fired. I can't believe it. Seems like much, much, much longer. The thing is that Brad is going to have to put away all that green stuff and start rocking swag from this place. Going to have to clean out his closets is what he's going to have to do. We'll talk about that later today.